For one second also, he doesn't di vivere in un primo di loro.
Also, he remains meditating on the Lord.
Suppose an ordinary person loses consciousness, he will not remember anything. He becomes very senseless. But Jagrati father, in that condition also, through his soul, he is serving the Lord. He meditates on the Lord through his mind. Through his subtle senses also, he is serving the Lord. We have this. Oh, I am this body, I am Mata. Just that, oh, this wealth is mine, this is my son, my wife, my home, etc. These two tendencies me and mine, this remains prominent in general people, but the beginning the jnanis, they burn, the fire of jnan, they burn these two tendencies that they themselves think we Brahma, Brahma. We don't have our own individual identity. The, and it merged in the Brahma. And Jagrati father, he attained the realization of the spiritual identity. All comes to realize this. He comes to realize the spiritual identity of the either he is a Shanghata, Das, and all those things that are connected to Krishna. He comes to realize those things. This is the difference between the materialist people and the sadhu. A sacred spiritual identity, person comes to realize it, and then he performs the limbs of a priest, servant, etc. That time the spiritual identity, in this age, Gurudev gives him his spiritual identity. Before this, he may get some mentally concocted spiritual identity, and definitely such a person is going to fall down. So the Bhaktivinoda Thakur in Javadam also, he has described all these things. In the heart of Jagrati Sadhak, naturally, his spiritual identity is realized. Who am I? It becomes so mature, his spiritual entity in his heart, for a Jagrati Sadhu, he even forgets the external aspect of his body. This is me, this body, like Narayan Maharaj, I will forget. What? That spiritual identity, that is eternal spiritual identity, all the time, he makes conscious and then never, never he forgets it for us. Okay. So, is not any stage which he has not described in his statements. All these stages he has described. Now his positionness towards the body is mostly his loss. When he attains complete freedom from this material entity, then he attains fame. Such a devotee will always keep such moods hidden, but when just appears in his heart, all the symptoms, he tries to hide, but he is not able to hide. Those who understand Bhakti Tattva, they will understand his stages, but other people think of him as foolish, crazy, mad. What are the symptoms of the shock? Not the cancer of the college of cervical somatology itself. In these words, the budding bud of pain arises in his heart. Rati appears. This is the symptom. These are the symptoms of the person. What? Shanti. A cause may be present to cause obstacles or disturbance in his life. Still, he is not disturbed. His mind does not deviate through any material acts. He doesn't waste a single second except for chanting or meditating on the limbs of Bhakti, Shravan, Kirtan, Smaran, Bhaktan, etc. His mind is always at the fore. 1 second also, his mind or activities does not go towards any material activities. Virakti means enjoyment of the senses, like touch or hearing of the material objects, he loses all, he has all attachment towards these things. He is having all qualities, but still he remains without any pride. This is Manshunyata. Definitely I will attain the Lord. Definitely I will attain perfect. With this hope. This hope is
your call is disconnected.
Attachment to Vatadvatasthari, he always likes to reside in the past centers of Lord Vrindavan, Vrinda, Vatana, etc., all places. If he is not able to reside physically, still by mind, he wants to reside in these places. He has this desire. These are all symptoms. By all the symptoms, one can understand. But how will understand it? Who himself is Tattvajnani, 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 only he can understand.
So the body you will achieve to Rati Obama in here called Jada Rati Sara. It is said to Baba Singh. Leela Katha will always go in his mind in an unbroken chain like money flowing from a jar. He senses Swarasya. That is the past of Krishna flowing in his heart continuously. And he is remembering the Krishna in the state of Dhruva Anusmriti. He's not growing even for a moment. The Jiva has three stages of consciousness. Wakefulness, dreaming, and deep sleep. But the Sadhana in the state of Bala always experiences Krishna in these three stages, means he is always beyond them. Even for 1 second, he does not forget his devotion to Sri Krishna. In the stage of Anupati, he realizes his spiritual body or his inner deha. From Sri Krishna, the third chapter of Bhagavatam has said, "My Guru Sutta Matrina, Mai Sarva Mahatmi, Manogate, Vishnu Gata Kamdam Sam, Amudam." like the Ganga flows towards the ocean in an unbroken stream. In the same way, the devotee who is practicing Nirgun Bhakti, their remembrance of me also grows continuously. In that state where Bhakti is not awoken, Ajahn Bhakti Sara, in the three stages of consciousness, wakefulness, sleep, and dreaming stage, we still forget Krishna. But in the state of Bhakti, there is no forgetfulness, despite these two main three stages. The same Kasanak who has not experienced Rati, there are five Jnanindriya, there are five senses of hearing, smell, taste, and touch, etc., always run towards the objects of the senses. But the Jnanindriya Sanak, their senses always run towards the Sanak of Sri Krishna. In that awakened state. In this unique state, even though the five Jnanindriya are not working, still, the mind is enjoying, the mind is functioning. The mind, or the subtle body, of the mind intelligence and false self, experience everything, or dream of everything that they experience in the past or in the present. What we have seen in the past, we can come in a dream. So the devotee, the child of the Sara, gives no Baha'u'llah even awakening. Even in dreams, they never contemplate material objects. Rather, they always have darshan of Sri Radha and Krishna, like Sri Radha Raghunatha Das Goswami, Sri Radha Govinda. And the third stage of consciousness, Susupta, means like unconsciousness when you sleep when you don't dream of anything. At that time, in the time of the Bhagavad Gita, it is not awoken, the growth of the subtle body are not functioning, there is no remembrance. But still, the devotees of Bhavati has arisen. Even in such a state of Susupta Avastha, still even then he remembers Krishna. When all these times fall unconscious, they cannot remember anything. But at Jan Vatican, even if they fall unconscious, still they remember Krishna's name, form, qualities, and pastimes. The Sadhakas of Bhavati has no longer, or a conditioned soul, always think in terms of I and mine. They have a choice of monitor for what is related to this body. They think this body is me. The jnani, the impersonalist, these two perceptions of I and mine are completely dissolved in the fire of Brahmajnana. But the devotee has said above, these two, I and mine, are completely related to Krishna. In terms of I, he thinks in terms of me to the truth. I am a servant of Krishna, Dalton, Sakya, Vastalya, and Madhu. And my only relationship to Krishna, and that which is related to Krishna. Krishna is mine, everything related to Krishna is also mine. In the state of Bhavati, the devotee has a complete realization of his inner nature. He's perfected spiritual body. The devotee has his own realization, and Guru also gives some help at that stage. Jibhat Prasad says, if you speculate about this, if you are sitting there before you awake to the Bhagavati, you will fall down. Therefore, in Bhagavati, the devotee is completely perfect. And he is completely forget his bodily identification. I am Sannyasi, I am Brahmachari, I am anything. In fact, 25 a day, he only remembers his real identity, his sitting there. Tapavantagana said, Rajakopi Bhava, Vaivya, Swadhan, Anya Bhava, and other events. I forget all other identities, and all you remember my identity as a gopi. Srinivasan Tapavan has described everything. There is nothing he has left undescribed. In the state of Bhavavati, the only child who can feel his Rati, or his Bhava Krishna, but he cannot conceal everything. Those who do not understand what is bhakti, they think he is mad or foolish. But the devotees who understand devotion, they can see the nine symptoms in the jhana antikala. Shanti, antikala, 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 antikala. These nine symptoms are seen. And only the devotee who is expert in bhakti can perceive them in the jhāsa rāmi sāra. Kshati means, even though there are so many causes, so many reasons to disturb my natural greed or anger, still, despite many causes being present, the devotee is not disturbed. And the colored one, meaning never waste a second. Apart from the hearing, chanting, and remembering the glory of the Guru Vaishnava, they never perform any other activity. In answer, they are completely detached. This is the state of Uttam Bhakti. Apart from having detached, they have no other attachment. Therefore, they are detached. Asamanda. Because they have no false ego, they have a great hope. I will achieve Bhagavan. I will achieve perfection. Samukhasta. They are very enthusiastic, very greedy to achieve Sri Krishna. Sadhanamakaruchi. They always have so much taste in chanting the name of Krishna. For the pastime or the describing the limited past in Krishna. They always like to stay in the places where Krishna performs his pastimes, like Govardhan or Vrindavan. And if for some reason they are outside of Vrindavan, they always remember Vrindavan within their mind. Sri Rupa Goswami has described these are the nine symptoms of the devotee in the stage of Bhagavan.
Very, very rare.
কিন্তু আমাদের ভিতরে যে রয়েছে
A person with a seed of the beast, which I'm seeing the main, quite prominent, in very difficult to hear such a person. By the lens of the bhakti, by sadhan, he may attain
the state. He's
aiming towards Rati with all different types of his violence of bhakti. He is aiming towards Rati, Mahabhakti. He is realizing by Shravan
Kirtan
and by following Raghunu
Goswami.
The Raghunu Goswami under the parampara of Mahaprabhu. Doesn't mean that it is going to appear something new, something like it is there, the spiritual entity in itself. But you have to realize that there is Shakta, Vakalya or Madhura, some spiritual entity is there in every living entity. Brahma-bhakti is complete. Our devotee, by sadhana and bhajan, by his functions of his bodily activity, how do you perform your shravana, etc. I can't. If the tongue was not there, you cannot perform. If the ears were not there, you cannot perform. If the mind is not there, you cannot meditate. These senses are all material.
But then,
these material senses still need to perform sadhana, and in his heart, that he appears in his heart. This is called
sadhana.
Trying to all these functions of
this
power, you should perform sadhana, and he did Bhagavatam, and then your life will be successful.
We can imagine how rare is Bhagavatam. But one thing we should know is that really, this Nityasita Bhav, our eternal blessing, devotion towards Krishna, is already inside of us. Our sin they are there. That eternal mood is there. And the person, the devotee who uses his senses to achieve this Bhav or Rati, that person is a real star. Therefore, if there is really Satya Bhavetta, Satya Bhavetta, if it's Satya Bhavetta, then it's really Satya Bhavetta. The devotee who uses their external senses to achieve this, it's just above, that's what is called the Sadhana. Therefore, keeping this Bhavabhati as our goal, we should perform shravan, kirtan, and smaran. Following the process given by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Raja Yoga Sadhana, the person who does this is a real sadhana. Therefore, every jeev, every single one of us, has one of these emotions of Satya, Satya, Pansatya, or Madhura there within us. It is eternally there. The Brahmavati, by achieving mukti, they desire to give up this body, leave this body. But if you have no body, you can do sadhana. If you have no tongue, you cannot chant. If you have no ears, you cannot hear. If you have no mind, you cannot think. Then how you can perform sadhana? How you can do bhajan to achieve Bhavabhati? You have a devotee, that's not like a Bhavabhati. The devotee, we use our senses in the process of sadhana to achieve nothing. And then we can be called Sada. If by doing this parakram, this mood has entered into our heart, then our parakram is complete.
Today, our world topic is finishing. Tomorrow, Purnima. We have completed today by night, we will finish tomorrow. Whatever rules and regulations we have been following for following Kartik month, we will finish today. Our Panda, who has taken us through all these 40 verses, I want that. That Panda, I should be Shantarami, I want to offer him. You have given some donations, maybe your money is also finished, but whoever has some debt, all of them. The Panda of this church is very generous and he is also serving our mutt and our devotees in many ways. That's why you will give something in English.
So, I request you all to give something of Patrani. It is very simple and generous and he is always helpful. Full poet, Prabhu Kachan Bhakti, 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 Prabhu Kachan. As people are here now, the devotees are going for mutual preaching. We are not going to go for preaching when hospital men, nurse by yourself. In that sense, contact with myself, but we are not going to go through. After this Friday, many Pandayas are in that power and power of the devotees that are going to be with them. ये नाम कहना भी बहुत मनुष्य का उत्तरी का कि बहुत अपकार के कारण मैं पता रहा था कि मैं कुछ नहीं आ पाती हूँ
अरे सर तुझे अपनी जो भी ये आपसे और ये क्या हो जरूर जो भी ये और ये भी अच्छा और जो इंप्रूव ये भी बोलते हैं तो ये भी so we invite all the members, especially the ladies, to come and let the meeting of 6.3 of the roof of the guest house here. Very
welcome.
Thank you.
Your call is disconnected. To make any further calls, please disconnect.